The answer, it is yes. Here is the reason. Pharmacy partner is a covered entity. The same principles we went over in example one apply. The disclosure is for a treatment purpose. So even though you don't have consent, because the covered entity is making the disclosure for a treatment purpose, it is permissible. Here's a hint that should now be apparent based on our review of example one and two. In example one, provider partner was the one making the disclosure. And in example two, pharmacy partner was the one making a disclosure. You will notice that we begin the analysis from the perspective of the person or organization who's sharing the information. When it was provider partner sharing the information under example one, and we wanted to know if that information sharing was appropriate, we began by asking ourselves some questions about provider partner and determining that it was a covered entity, and our analysis flowed from there. It flowed from our understanding that provider partner was a covered entity, required to follow HIPAA, didn't have consent, so then we looked to available exceptions under the law permitting the disclosure. Similarly, under example two, when the disclosure is being made by the pharmacy partner, we begin by examining the fact that it is a covered entity required to follow HIPAA. And then from there, we looked to see if an exception was available. So think about information sharing from the point of view of the person or organization who is doing the sharing.